You're listening to the Food Alert podcast with me, Rebecca Trainer, Supply Chain Assurance Director here at Food Alert. This podcast is aimed at suppliers, and I'm going to discuss tips for suppliers' safety success. So why is food safety important to suppliers? Well, first of all, there's the legal reasons. So you must obviously ensure that you've got good food safety, such as registering as a food business, maintaining a food safety management system based on the principles of HACCP, and providing safe food to your customers. There's also a lot of competition out there, and customers are looking for suppliers that they know will provide them with a safe product that's of good quality. Recently, we've been approached by suppliers who want help to get them to a certain standard so that they win a contract and are more attractive to potential customers. However, there are a number of barriers, which I'm sure if you've tried to get to that standard, you might have come across. We've found that those suppliers needing assistance might not have a technical function on site or have the knowledge or resource within their team to get the necessary work done. Often suppliers have started small, but as they've grown, their processes have become more complex and need more technical focus. Also, creating and updating documentation takes time, commitment, and requires someone with the correct knowledge, such as HACCP training, to put these together. At Food Alert, we can offer you help. This could be as simple as writing your food safety management system and your HACCP. This is obviously a vital part of food safety and ensures that all hazards within your site are assessed and controls are put in place. It's important that whoever completes that HACCP documentation has training and knowledge to make sure that it's conducted properly. We can also create documentation to ensure that your due diligence checks are being completed, such as temperature checks. This can either be done online through our Check 65 system, or it can be done paper-based. We can also assess your traceability system and conduct a test to ensure it works. In addition, we can also offer professional advice and act as a consultant on a number of aspects, including labelling, allergen controls, and new laws which have come into place. Or you might simply want us to visit your site to complete internal audits and make sure that you're still on track. These can be completed on our Audit 65 software, or again, they can be done paper-based. And that's not the only way we can help you become a more attractive supplier to potential customers. So when choosing a supplier, customers do expect that their suppliers have some level of food safety, and a lot of the expectation around that is that they would have some third-party certification, for example. This could be BRC if you're a medium to large size business, or it could be BRC START or SALSA if you are a smaller business. And if you do choose to go down that path, it is a change in the way that you work because there is a substantial amount of documentation which is required compared to what you might currently do. If you've ever thought of gaining third-party certification, you just might not be sure exactly which one to go for. So I'm just going to discuss some of the options which are out there. One of the most popular ones out there is BRC. This is more suitable for medium to large size businesses, and it's globally recognised throughout the world. If you are a smaller business, then you might choose to have BRC START or SALSA. So SALSA certification is suitable for small to medium-sized businesses, and it's recognised only in the UK. This approval scheme helps local and regional businesses to demonstrate that they operate to the standards that are expected in the industry, and also that they exceed the minimum standards expected by enforcement authorities. It's a great option for businesses who still want to have a system in place which ensures that they meet all the relevant food safety criteria. BRC START is a new certification which has been brought out, and it's a great competition for SALSA. But unlike SALSA, it's globally recognised. There are also other third-party certifications out there, such as FSSC 22000, and this has similar expectations as BRC. It's globally recognised, but it's less prescriptive. So at Food Alert, we do offer a number of services to help you gain certification. So we are not a certification body ourselves, but what we can do is give you the tools so that you can book in that audit and gain that certification. So the first step, which is always a great step, is to conduct a gap analysis. So this gap analysis will be against one of the standards. So say, for example, you choose that you want to gain SALSA certification. We will do a gap analysis based on that SALSA certification. And what we would do is literally go through all of the questions that are in that standard and see whether you are currently compliant or whether you are not compliant in that area. That then gives you a great gauge as to how far off you are to booking in that SALSA audit and getting that certificate. So following from your SALSA gap analysis, we can then offer you a service to implement SALSA in your business. We can write procedures based on SALSA requirements. We can write procedures based on SALSA requirements. We can provide templates for records. We can help you to update your HACCP. So looking at the scope, the intended use, the product description, your flow diagrams, your hazard analysis, etc. We can take the standard into the site and we can work through it with you and your teams, and we can create a quality management system as well, so based on your prerequisites and policies detailing how you do certain processes. And in addition, we can look at your allergens within your site and complete allergen risk assessments, and we can give you guidance on how to complete the requirements of the clause. We can also explain to you what is legal and what the difference is between legal and what is expected in the standard, and also help you to write your food defence document and give you advice on labelling. Once the implementation has been completed, you should gain good knowledge of what is expected from SALSA. You should have the documentation in place and you should be confident enough to book in your SALSA audit. And then from that, hopefully you'll pass with flying colours and you can tell your potential customers that you have SALSA or BRC or whichever third party certification it is that you've chosen to go for, and then you will become a more attractive supplier for them to choose. We understand that winning those contracts is not an easy feat. So if you do need assistance with your food safety, then we're here to help. Please give us a call on 020 7244 1900.